Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today, including a big, huge thank you to potties that showed up during our Wave Him support drive. Kept seeing potties come through. Potty, potty, potty. Love that. That makes a difference, man. So thank you for helping out and saying yeah, because like our people look at that stuff and like, oh, wow, your potties are really active even here helping support the ministry, and it makes a difference. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We ended up at over 102%. This is great.
We get to keep our jobs.
Yeah, so thank you very much. We're not kidding about
that. Which goes to my next point, why Gavin is not here.
I know, Gavin was sick today.
I was going to say he was fired.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were going to take him out for being sick. I'm like, you can't do that because you were sick like 2 weeks ago. And he's like, I had the same thing Betty had.
I noticed he did that.
You noticed that?
You know what? Wait, let me just pull up that text that he sent
us.
Okay. Because he takes me out because he knows how I am.
Right.
And I had to have a pep talk with myself this morning. I had to say, Betty.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to take sick days, you need to allow others to be able to take sick days.
Exactly. So that's why I just don't tolerate it anyway. And so then I'm good.
He said, hey, are you guys good if I take a sick day tomorrow? Whatever you had a couple weeks ago, Betty, and what's running around Nashville caught up with me.
Yeah.
Congestion and a fever today.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to
do? You can't say anything.
I can't.
Yeah, because when you're like, Wally, you always work sick and you make us work, you can't say anything.
It is very true. And that's why I had to talk myself down and be like, listen, if you want to be able to take a sick day, then that's got to be the same for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
So he can take a sick day.
Yeah, he can. That's right.
And it's not because his wife might have President's Day off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that.
Yeah.
No.
He,
we don't want his germs. It's
but
okay.
He at least is different than you when you get the text. He's at least, hey, do you guys mind if I take the day off? Like, if I, like, you're like, I'm not coming in. I hate you. Okay. She doesn't feel good. Okay.
And then a gif that's just me burning down a house.
Yes, exactly.
Question me, and I will shank you,
so,
sir.
So Gavin is out today for our first Aftercast back. So we'll get to some of the stuff that was going on. Did you see so there was the shooting that happened at the
Kansas
City Chiefs celebration. This is all. It's so stupid. Like, you're like, yay, our city's great. We're celebrating a big victory. Let's all come together. And then some idiot decides to hurt people, and they get into a fight. So this wasn't an act of terrorism, but it was like some violence that went down between people arguing, as I understand it.
So it was Kansas City fans that showed up, and
there was an altercation.
They also came loaded. Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't like some random guy walked in and just started shooting everybody, you know, which actually, as sad as it is, it makes me feel better. The sad thing was, is after this, there were all these stories like about members of the Kansas City Chiefs, including Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, met for dinner at a restaurant Wednesday night, just hours after the deadly shooting. Yeah, because they didn't shoot anybody. They didn't cause anybody to get shot. They had nothing to do with it. It happened. What didn't happen in front of them, it happened somewhere away. And it's like, yeah, it's a horrific thing, but you're like, what, do we just go into hiding or mourning now? I think that's an unrealistic expectation.
Was this shooting done the day of the Super Bowl, the day after?
No, it was at the party afterwards.
Oh, it was at the party afterwards.
Yeah, it was a big thing. A million people downtown kind of thing. They're all on stage making presentations. Kelce's hammered out of his mind.
Oh, geez.
There is a whole lot of stories about that. We'll get to that in a minute, too. But, like, so people... And one person lost their lives, and then other people were critically. It's not a joking matter. It was a serious thing. But I think to put the expectation of, oh, these guys should have all just gone home and just mourned, I think is unrealistic. It's like paparazzi follows them and takes pictures of them and stuff like that. But they just went on with their day. Like everyone else that night that was at that same thing went to dinner somewhere and went to family somewhere,
I guess, but maybe I see it a little bit differently just because you know that the people that showed up and got shot and the one that lost their life, like they were probably big fans of these guys.
Sure.
And so, I don't know. There's a part of it.
But you think they shouldn't, like, then when do you stop? Like, having dinner out, you know, could they go out the next day? You know, when does it stop?
A part of me thinks that something should have been said or done or something.
Oh, well, they all posted. Like, that's what everybody does. Like, hey, prayers for families, blah, blah, blah. So everyone does that. Everyone, because that's like you have to look like you care, or you have to look like you're not tone deaf to what's going on.
Yeah.
So what you do is you quickly throw out a thing. Same like when someone dies, and then they're like, oh, you are my best friend. I love you so much. Like, they're not doing that for that person, because that person doesn't read anymore because they are unlifed, you know, but like that, like they're doing that so that everyone else sees, oh, you commented on it, you know?
So you think that the public should have just been like, ah.
Yeah, it's like, what do you, like, that's not their fault. They had nothing to do with it.
Well, it's the same for like the mayor or the governor or the president. I mean, they weren't involved in the past shootings, yet they have to speak on it.
Well, yeah, I think it's fine if you speak on it, but to hold them to this weird standard of you shouldn't have gone out and had fun and had dinner that night. I mean, like, that's unrealistic, you know? Like,
I would agree that's unrealistic. If anything, I would have done it more low-key or
But then you can't because everyone's taking pictures of you. So they might have gone out low-key and been like, all right, let's just go have a quiet dinner. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you can't. So really, they were supposed to go home and they're supposed to mourn the rest of their lives and never do anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's not what they're saying.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Why are you so?
I don't know.
Why
do
you like this?
I don't know why I'm passionate about this. I think it just makes me mad. Like, when people have these expectations on people to, you know, like, join them in the mourning or whatever and just not be normal anymore. Like, I don't understand that. Like, like, to be mad at them because you're a leader, apparently.
I don't think they're saying they're mad at them. I think that they're just pointing out what their expectations were and that they didn't feel like Patrick Mahomes
met the expectations. Not my job. Not his job to meet your expectations. Your expectations are your expectations. You need to manage your expectations because people are always going to let you down. So quit going and taking people out because they didn't meet your expectations. You're absolutely right, Rock. You and I are on the same page.
Are we?
Yeah, we just got on the same page there. No, I think you're right. Expectations is one of the most damaging things in relationships. I had a pastor once tell us that he was like, when someone meets your expectations in a relationship and they do what you expected them to do, they're only at zero with you. Like, oh, good, you met my expectation, so now we're at zero. But they can, it's like people can never get above that, really. You know, like sometimes you go a little bit, then you raise your expectation, and now they're just meeting my expectations. Mm-hmm. And if they do anything under that, then they failed. You know, that's the thing. Like,
so what are you supposed to do instead?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they, like in this case, you mentioned expectations. These people failed them because they didn't meet the expectation that they set up, that no one has any idea what that expectation is, mm-hmm. but it's this made up moving target. And so the point is, you can't live your life by other people's expectations because you will never always meet their expectations. You can't, because half the time you don't even know what they are, mm-hmm. unless you're married and she tells you all the time, which would actually be nice. That would actually be a nice thing in a marriage, is someone to tell you what their expectations are. So you at least have a shot at getting close to it.
I don't know. I think it would make you feel overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, if there are a lot of expectations.
Or just to be a decent adult.
Yeah. We'll do this in marriage masterclass tomorrow, but we had a thing in church on Sunday about what women want out of a relationship and what men want out of a relationship. And let me just tell you, spoiler alert, men sound very shallow.
Like, and let me also tell you this,
yes.
Spoiler alert, women are not surprised.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll do that in marriage masterclass tomorrow. But anyway, but this all ties into a little bit of Taylor Swift being a good person after the shooting for the lady that got shot. Did you see this story, or do you have this story, or is this me?
That's you.
Okay, I want to make sure. I want to make sure I wasn't taking your story. Mm-hmm. But Taylor Swift, in the wake of this, she donated like $100,000 to the GoFundMe set up by the family of this lady who was killed, which I thought was really nice. Like, good for her. Mm-hmm. She said, sending my deepest sympathies, condolences in the wake of your devastating loss. With love, Taylor Swift. And
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess they did two donations, $50,000 each. From Swift, and Kelsey gave money as well, and they exceeded the family's, I mean, those two alone exceeded the family's hope of $75,000. So,
wow.
I mean, it's a nice thing for this family. But then Betty Rock, first thing, I wouldn't be honest. I would be lying if I said I didn't think it too, but it's a horrible thing because you're like, only 100,000? Like, because that's how we think.
I did not say
you
that.
You did this
that
morning.
Was so you
No,
that
this
said
morning,
that.
Honest Truthful,
no,
you did.
That.
And we both, and I agreed with you.
You said that.
You said it.
No, you said that. Honest Truthful, you said that.
We both
I
agreed because I was like, because I remember I said, yeah, I know it feels bad that we judge generosity like that. But yeah, I'm like, oh, you could have done a
yeah,
little
you
more.
Yeah, you said that. And I was like, well, yeah.
You sure? I think it was the other way around.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, but anyway. Well,
agree to disagree.
But we're on the same page with that. But it is like.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we
no,
both were like, that's a little like
uh-oh.
Chintzy.
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, then my story to add on to that. So then Taylor Swift and what's his face?
Travis Kelce.
Yes. Are at a party after the Super Bowl. And I saw this article and I'm like, I don't believe it. But then there was a video. I saw the video and I'm like, oh, it's yeah. true. So the article said that Travis Kelce was caught smoking pot and Taylor Swift was right there with him.
Oh,
and I'm like, there is no way
yeah.
her PR would not let
right.
that happen.
She's squeaky clean. She's America's
so
angel.
So I click on the video.
Yeah.
It is for real.
It's
happening.
Not a vape, but it's actual. He's token.
Well, that's a good point. It
yeah.
could have been a vape.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
could have been a hashish vape, which got Brittany Griner in jailed in Russia.
That's another topic for another day. But it's interesting because it shocked me, and I'm not even a fan
right.
of Taylor Swift. But I was like, this is so out of the ordinary for her to be seen with someone who's smoking.
Yeah,
and especially if it is pot.
Oh, I know.
That looks really bad on her part.
Well, there are also rumors that Kelce had celebrated too much at this event, and Mahomes was like trying to have him not talk and kind of babysit him a little bit. Because, I mean, so that happens. I mean, people, they go out and they get into a moment, and especially in the public eye, and they act the fool. But, yeah, I could see Taylor Swift fans not being thrilled with this.
I'm going to look for a vape.
Yeah, I bet they're not thrilled with this at all. They're like, you
okay.
can do better, Taylor!
Okay. So I actively see
yeah.
the end of the, like, you know how you see a cigarette out in the dark and
right.
then they puff on it,
right.
it lights
you
up.
You see the blunt.
I see that.
Okay, you see a blunt. Okay.
Yeah. And so
that's what I've heard the marijuana is called.
The marijuana. The marijuana?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
That's what I've heard.
But all that to say, like, that does look really bad
yeah.
on her. So you can
She's
imagine.
She's dating a bad boy.
Right?
I thought he was like a little cleaner
no.
cut than this. No.
And then he lost his cool on the coach guy.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Red flags,
everywhere,
Taylor.
Everywhere. I mean, there's going to be a whole album dedicated
to
this
man. She just wants to be loved. Yeah.
And so anyways,
How
I'm
the Renegade
at,
Stole My Heart will be song number one.
So I'm looking at, what are the Swifties saying? Well, the Swifties, well, they're pulled. Now the Swifties are fighting with one another. That's whew. So one Swiftie said, quote, I'm not a fan of this at all. He, as in Kelce, he's dragging her into parties.
Yes, he is.
Or rather clubs.
Yes.
I've never seen her ever attend, nor has she ever claimed to enjoy. It's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, I know. She's
and
just trying to make him happy.
True.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yep.
Taylor, don't lose yourself.
And that's the thing. Like, she, while she may not like it, while she may not have asked for it, a lot of girls look up to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, Britney Spears went through the same thing, and I'm sure many others. And they're told, like, you need to set the example. It's like, when did I become the parent of your
expectations.
Child?
Expectations.
Expectations.
She's not meeting all the Swifties' expectations.
But I would say that doesn't look good for anyone. If you're, like, all about love,
yeah.
no girl, no little girl dreams about their prince, their knight in shining armor, smoking a blunt
yeah.
in a club.
No, what's a blunt?
I'm not really sure. I'm
okay.
just using the lingo that the kids say
okay.
about the marijuana.
Okay. Okay,
have
good.
I'm sorry to bring you down into this dark.
Yeah, I'm not
underbelly.
Sure what any of this world is. So no. I didn't grow up on the streets like you. I didn't grow up tough like you, Rock. So, I mean, I don't know. I grew up in Anaheim. You know,
I grew up on the dirt yeah. road, so I really have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I could see this being a problem for, like, is he, like, it does, I mean, like, does he have anger issues, you know? Like, I get he's intense
like
in
him.
The game. And like,
I
and
don't
I,
like him for her.
Yeah.
She's in her bad boy phase.
I think so. I think
know?
So. Yeah, she had John Mayer who was sensitive and like,
ugh.
Shoot me now. I can't handle any more of that. So she's going to go the opposite way.
Yeah. And also, too, do you think she might be trying, there might be a little part of her that's trying to rub it in with the actor that she dated before this
I don't even know.
He was this English guy. Like, he was from England. He's an actor, but he's a little bit shorter. Yeah. And, you know, he's kind of meek and mild.
Right.
So if she can show that she can
get date a Neanderthal.
A Super Bowl guy.
I'll tell you, and part of it is interesting because he pursued her and did the cute little friendship thing, you know, and put his best foot forward.
Yep.
And now,
it was all an act.
Now we're dating, and now you see the rest of me.
And he just looks like a dirtbag because he's, you can see all these people and strobe lights, and he's got these sunglasses on. It's dark inside. Over yourself.
Yeah.
And he's over there, and he's just smoking. Like, no.
I would be interested to be a fly on
and
the
then
wall.
She kisses him on after he does that.
I'd like to know their conversations. Like, is she blinded by it? You know, because she's in love, or is she like, dude? Because they have to have bigger conversations about the perception. Look, this is not good for my career.
Well, that, you know? Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the truth because it's not going to look good on her career. It doesn't matter with him.
No,
because it's great on his career.
Sure, he's dating this girl and do what he wants to do. Yeah.
But you did notice that after he shouted at his coach, he put out an apology about...
Oh, I didn't see that.
He did. He put out an apology. And I think that was only because of the Swiftie situation.
Probably. I think,
it just doesn't look good.
Like, even the shouting at his coach, I think he ran into him on accident. Like, he came in hot. Like, I don't think he meant to push... You know,
I agree.
Andy or whatever his name is.
I agree.
But he's intense. He wants to win, and he believes he could have been in there helping the team win. So I get the intensity, and I even get the anger. You know, as somebody who has popped off a time or two, you know, in the heat of something, like, I understand that. But there just starts to see more like onion layers that you're like, ooh, this is, if you're in her inner circle, are you a fan of this, or are you like, ooh? You have done way better in the past, you know.
Swifties are going to be divided.
Bad boy face.
Because now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I have... you want to do some birthdays? Because I know it'll be one of those stories that's really hard to seg for you. And you're like, you're great.
And then everybody died.
Well,
all right.
It's kind of like that. So I'll hang on to this one. Let's just do birthdays and a question. What do you say?
All right. Well, Emily. Emily wants to wish her husband.
Emily Blunt?
Nope. Emily Mc... Well, I'm probably sure
yeah,
say
probably
her last
not.
Name. Okay. Anyways, her husband, happy birthday, said he's a Valentine's baby, so this one's kind of light. That's our fault. We apologize, potties, because we had to do support drive. Said he's a Valentine baby. He's also a wonderful husband and father and a loyal potty.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Keely.
Excellent.
Keely?
Keely.
Keely?
Keely. That's the English accent. Oh, it's the dude?
Yeah, K-E-E-L-E-Y.
Keely. I think it's Keely?
Keely.
Yeah, I think it's Keely.
Wonder what if they call him Key for short.
Well, I bet they do. He sounds like a key.
And then Sarah is celebrated a birthday on the 16th. Happy birthday, belated birthday, Sarah. She said, I've been a potty for a couple of years now.
Love it.
And love the Wally Show. Please do more Facebook Lives. I rewatch the old ones all the time.
Oh my goodness. I think we have a Facebook Live coming up on the 22nd.
Yes.
Yes, we do. So
Thursday.
We are
going to
have one Thursday. Okay, we should plan for that. Like, support drive consumes our every being. And I don't like to think of anything coming up a week from now when I'm in support drive. So now we're out of it. And it's like, oh, we got to hunker down and figure out this week.
And if you already listened to the podcast, then you know what I'm about to say. Over the weekend, Saturday, I had said on Friday after we were done on the show, I was like, I'm going to take Saturday to not speak a word.
Yeah.
I didn't even call anyone.
Why couldn't that have been Monday?
Fine. It can be. I can leave tomorrow.
No, I love hearing your stories.
Anyway, I didn't speak
a
word.
I could do without that.
I didn't speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you set expectations
for
me that I couldn't meet.
Did you leave the house and still not talk to anybody?
You didn't even get what
I said. Expectations? Sorry,
see?
I lost it.
What did you say?
I don't know. I said, did you leave the house and not talk
no,
to somebody, or you just stayed in the house?
I didn't leave at all.
Not even a word to Buford or Rayford the cats?
A word did not come from my mouth.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Like,
Well, and but I did come up with a new song for my
your
little
cats?
Boys.
Oh, what is it?
So with Buford, it's set to You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, okay. That's
you
nice.
Are my Buford,
oh. My
little Buford. You make me happy when skies are gray, when skies are gray. You'll never know, boo-boo, how
nice.
Much I love you. So please don't take my boo-boo
nice.
Away.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. You and are then, my Buford, yeah. my only Buford.
No, my little Buford.
My little Buford.
Yeah.
I loved you Stop. Until
Stop.
Rayford came.
That's
now
not
you're
true.
Second best in this house. Oh, please,
so rude.
Buford, go away.
Oh my gosh. That's rude. I have one for Rayford, but
oh,
I'm not. No,
I'd love
no,
to hear it.
No, I don't want to sing it for you. Nope.
I'd love to hear it.
No, you're
I've,
just
I've updated
make fun.
My song. No, I'm not. I'm not
oh,
even
go funny. Ahead, sing it.
Sasha McSashenstein. I've updated. Like,
oh, you have.
Yeah, I'm like. Now I'm trying to remember how it goes. Sasha, she's the prettiest kitty that I've ever seen. You've heard this one, Sasha
yeah.
McSashenstein. Oh yeah, she's Sasha McSashenstein, prettiest kitty that I've ever seen. Sasha Bear. Ooh, Sasha Bear. What? Sasha Bear. Sasha Bear. Sasha Bear. Sasha Bear. What? Like that's what I do now.
That's
to her.
It.
Yeah, I added to it, and she's like, she likes the woo. Like Sasha Bear. Woo. Sasha Bear. Sasha Bear. What? Sasha Bear. Sasha Bear, Sasha Bear, Sasha Bear. I make it all dancey and like kind of house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sing.
She has little glow sticks.
I'll sing for you my Rayford song.
Okay, good.
Okay. He is my Rayford, little Rayford Allen. He is not small and he is not tall, but he's my Rayford, my little Rayford Allen. And I love him so. I never let Sims go.
Oh, no. Oh, let Sims go. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
And you make fun of me for saying chuchis instead of cookies.
Well, because you're a grown man yeah. in his mid-50s. That's yeah. ridiculous.
I do love chuchis.
Please stop saying that. It gives me the creeps.
You are my chuchi.
question
All right, go.
From Emily.
Emily!
Would you rather live underwater?
Yes.
Or in space?
Ooh, tough call. Because both of them give you like that feeling of weightlessness.
And both of them, no oxygen.
Yeah, space is very unforgiving. Boy, but you would see, this is tough because you would see more like animal life under the sea.
More? You would, that's,
under
you
the
see
sea.
Any animal life.
Yeah,
in that
exactly.
Space.
Like, but you would see like stars in the heavens and that would be, that would feel pretty huge. Oof.
I'm going to pick water.
Yeah, okay. Why?
Because
great question.
Space seems a bit too dark and a bit too vast and a bit too cold and a bit too lonely.
Sure.
Whereas with water, I can make friends with some of the animal creatures.
Right.
And I'd have killer hair.
Yeah, that's true. But in water,
in a tan.
If you're staying underneath the ocean, you have gravity, like if you're in a bubble. But in a spaceship, you don't have gravity, so you're floating, which I can't even imagine how cool that would be to be floating all the time.
Yeah, but then there's going to be problems like when you're trying to eat or go to the bathroom.
The bathroom is an issue. Like that,
it's a big issue.
That is a thing. You have to strap yourself to a toilet, which is...
seatbelt yourself.
You do. They literally seatbelt themselves
happens,
in, and there's a docking like thing.
What happens to... your waist.
Yes.
If you're strapped in, you can't strap in your waist, right?
Right. No. Huh.
So
well,
what happens?
It's like
to
a
it?
Vacuum tube. It's like
it sucks it out.
It does. Well, you have to do a little bit of work, but then but it evacuates it into a thing. And I don't know if they still shoot it out into space or not.
No.
Yeah, because it
so
freezes.
You could get hit by a flying.
Yeah, that would be my luck. I'd finally go to space. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. Right in my face, like. All right, which astronaut did that? Yeah, that'd be my luck.
I would have to get a photo.
you'd be in your thing underwater, be like, Rock, you're not gonna believe what happened. Check this out.
I'd be like, yeah.
You just text back. Ha!
That does check out.
All right, I think that's gonna have to do it for our aftercast. Thank you for being a potty, and again, if you supported us during our support drive, thank you for that as well. You guys are the best. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end,
yeah.
and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.